control to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Corbin has it. He'll give it to Tay Davis. Tay on the dribble, off to Young on the wing. He'll give it top of the key to Corbett. That's Molly Corbett looking inside, off to Davis on the wing. Tay picks up the dribble, needs help. Back to Molly Corbett to Young. Corbett on the cut, goes underneath. Beautiful pass to Adriana, who puts it up and in. And the Lady Bears quickly out to a 2-0 lead. Little half-court pressure here and a trap and a steal. Taken over by the Lady Bears, and then they turn it right back over. Almost stole it back. Brim almost kicked that one off. With the basketball, number 20. That is Middleton. Middleton gives it off to the freshman, Young. And swing it back across the floor. Three-pointer on the way by Thompson. No good. Rebound by Laney Young. Up the floor, Davis. Going to push the ball up to Adriana Corbett. Adriana on that left wing, back out to Young. Young across into the post to Corbett. She'll put up the left-handed hook shot. No good. Rebound pulled down by Middleton. Quickly back the other way. The Lady Pirates lost the ball. Davis with a steal. Tay pushing the ball up the floor. Takes it in the lane. Going to put it up on the run. It's good. Tay Davis. Lady Bears with a quick 4-0 lead. Middleton will take the inbound again. Gives it to the freshman, Young. She's going to face a double team. A steal by Laney Young. Young steals it from Young, missed the shot, but Brim Washington gets the rebound and the putback. And Jasper wants a quick timeout. It's 6-0, Mammoth Spring with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
Back after the timeout, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have run out to a quick 6-0 lead over the Jasper Lady Pirates. This little half-court trap they've got going on has worked well here to start the ball game with two turnovers. Mammoth Spring back on defense. This time the Lady Pirates break the press. They'll swing it on the outside and swing it around the three-point line. Looks to their coach, Coach Dreis, for a call. Young is trapped. The freshman dribbles through the double team, goes to basket, holds up, but she met Corbett there and nowhere to go. Lady Pirates swing around Middleton for three. That's no good. And a rebound by Molly Corbett. Molly's going to dribble out of traffic, push it up the floor to Young. Laney will get back out to Davis. Tay to Young on the wing, into the corner to Adriana, back out to Molly. Molly Corbett. Baseline, three-pointer on the way, no good. Jumper by Davis, rebound taken by the Lady Pirates. And we're going to have a foul called. We'll see Davis and Corbett both there. Number 23, Tay Davis, called for her first foul. Mammoth Spring with their first foul of the ball game. Number 22, Siebert, going to inbound the basketball. She'll get it into Young. Young on the dribble. She's guarded by Washam. She needs help. Gets it over across the court. Middleton has it now out front. She's guarded by Laney Young. Pass over into the corner, almost a steal. The ball's loose on the floor, and Brim Washam had her hand out of bounds as she was reaching back to touch that basketball, so the ball belongs to the Lady Pirates. Pirates will inbound. Siebert to throw it in, gives it to the freshman, Young, again guarded by Washam, and now Young for Mammoth Spring comes over for the trap. Middleton back to Young. Young back to Middleton. She gets it in the corner. Pass back out to Young. The ball's knocked away. Laney Young got a hand on it. Good defense there. And it'll be the Jasper Lady Pirates basketball. 4:58 left to play first quarter. So far, Mammoth Spring pitching the shutout. It's 6-0. With the basketball inside. Shot is up. Good shot. Little hook shot inside from Siebert. Gets the Lady Pirates quickly on the board. Brim Washam going to fire for three. It's good. Brim Washam with 5 points, and the Lady Bears are up 7 now, 9-2. Mammoth Spring with the pressure. Almost a steal by Corbett. It is picked up by Adriana Corbett. And now turned over. Back the other way. Young to the basket, and she traveled. She had the defense coming at her. She tried to give a little fake to get Adriana to go by, but she picked up that pivot foot. Kay Davis with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor. A little pressure here from the Lady Pirates. She's going to under double team Davis. She gives it to Young and gets it right back on the cut to the basket for an easy two. Good give and go there by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Davis to Young and then back to Davis. Jasper with the basketball. Trying to get it across half court. They do. And going to the basket for the uncontested layup. It's no good. Rebound taken by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Adriana Corbett picks up her dribble, gives it off to Davis. Davis, cross half court, goes behind the back, into the lane, underneath to Corbett. Molly Corbett now with an easy layup as she got the pass from Adriana. And another timeout for the Jasper Lady Pirates. It's 13-2. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again to North Arkansas College. Jasper with the basketball as they try to break the pressure from Mammoth Spring. Young has it outside. Picks up her dribble. Comes across to Middleton. Middleton going to pull up from about 15. No good. Rebound inside by Laney Young. She'll give it to Tay. Tay Davis up the floor to Molly Corbett. Molly pushes it over to Washam. Washam around the defense to the basket. Her hook shot is short. Out of bounds, touched by the Lady Pirates. Someone got a hand on it. Didn't think she would shoot it that short from that close. And the Lady Bears will inbound underneath their own basket. 3:17 left to play first quarter. They go into the lane to Molly Corbett. Up and in. Good play. Molly Corbett with her second field goal. She's got four. And the Lady Bears now with a 13-point lead, 52. Almost a steal. The ball's tipped and taken by Washam. Washam up the floor to Davis. Beautiful touch pass over to Young for two. And all five starters now have scored for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. 17-2. With the basketball, number 30, that was Daniels, turned it over. Steal by Davis to the basket, 4-2. Tay Davis with six first quarter points. Lady Bears with 19 points, still 2:37 left to play first quarter. Lady Pirates with the basketball, almost a turnover. Driving baseline, and it is a turnover. Steal by Tay Davis. Tay pushed the ball up the floor into the lane. She's going to put it up, put it in, and draw a foul. Tay Davis with a nice sidestep there around the defender, drew the foul. And she has a chance to make it a 20-point lead with 2:24 left to play first quarter. It has been all Mammoth Spring. Number 25, check it in now. That is Shrum. Camber Shrum coming into the ball game. Shot on the way for Davis is no good. Rebound picked up by the Jasper Lady Pirates, and we're going to have a turnover. Laney Young, good job there defensively. She just ran up there as the young lady was about to catch the ball, stood there, and she turned around and stepped out of bounds. Tay Davis with the basketball. Tay will give it on the left side to Corbett. Back out, top of the key to Washam. Over to Young. Young for three. It's good. Laney Young. But her first three, she hit five of those in that last game down in the regional tournament. Almost a steal. Lady Bears back on defense. Shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound by Davis. Davis off to Molly Corbett. Molly pushing the ball up the floor. Good pass into Young for two. Lady Bears really got the offense going. They've got 26 points already with a minute 40 left to play in this first quarter. Quickly back the other way. Jasper across the floor. Shot on the way by number three. That's Thompson. No good. Molly Corbett with a rebound. Quickly up the floor to Young to Washam. Washam for two. Wow. The ball is not touching the floor. It's just passes and layups. Lady Bears are rolling 28-2. A minute 14 left to play in the first quarter. With the basketball, Jasper going inside. It's stolen again. Tay Davis with it, and she carried it, and she knew it. The ball kind of bounced up high, and she got her hand under it. More players checking in here. Number 23, Breedlove. That is Charlie Breedlove into the ball game. And didn't see the other player that checked in. Inbound play. Middleton double dribble. So another turnover on the Lady Pirates. A minute four to play. Lady Bears have a chance to put up 30 points here in this first quarter with a bucket. Quickly up the floor. Young into Corbett. Adriana going to put the shot up on the run. Couldn't get it to go. And the rebound pulled down by Jasper. Middleton into the corner now to number 30. That is Daniels. And she hit the three. Lainey Daniels with a much-needed basket for the Lady Pirates. Up the floor, though, the Lady Bears quickly push it up the floor, and a nice pass from Molly Corbett to Bryn Young, and or to Bryn Washam, and Bryn will go to the free throw line here to shoot two. First free throws of the ball game for either team. Washam's free throw is short off the rim. Washam has seven in this ball game. She'll get one more here. She sets for the second free throw. It's on the way. It's good. So one out of two. Lady Bears with 31 seconds left to play in the first quarter have a 24-point lead, 29-5. Pass into the middle. Back out. The ball slapped, knocked away, and touched last by Molly Corbett. A couple of Lady Bears got a hand on it. They are quick to the basketball today. Inbound play here for the Jasper Lady Pirates. They're going to bring it all the way back out front to Daniels, who just hit a three. She goes to Middleton. Middleton for three. That's no good. Rebound Davis. Davis up the floor to Washam, who took off. Bryn to the basket. She'll put it up, put it in. Washam with two more. And the Lady Bears lead at 31-5. Into the quarter on this shot. It's good. A three-pointer for Daniels. So at the end of one, your score 31-8. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Jasper Lady Pirates. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
We all want to be on a winning team. When you are thinking of selling, call Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents at Monarch Realty. They know how to help you get ready for the market and gain top dollar for your property.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And welcome back again here to North Arkansas College in Harrison. Lady Bears with a big first quarter, 31 first quarter points, and they lead Jasper 31-8. Jaylee Tyson will start this second quarter. She comes in for Molly Corbett, and the other four starters still remain the same here for Mammoth Spring. With the basketball, Daniels has hit a couple of threes, gives it to Thompson in the corner. She's trapped, back out to Young. And they swing the ball around. Pass back out to Daniels. Daniels looking to get free. Gives it to Thompson. Right back to Daniels. She's going to pass it out front to Middleton. Middleton on the dribble. Gives it to Thompson. She'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Tyson. Jaylee up the floor now to Lainey Young into Adriana. She's going to put it up and draw a foul. Adriana Corbett with a good strong move to the basket will draw the foul. She'll go to the free throw line here to shoot a couple. Adriana's got 2 points. Brim Washam, leading scorer in that first quarter, had 10 of the Lady Bears 31. Free throw on the way is good by Corbett. Adriana set for the second. Second free throw now is up, and it is good. Corbett with two free throws, has 4 points down. The Lady Bears' lead is up to 25, 33-8. Mammoth Spring on defense, Laney Young. Almost a steal by Washman, is a steal. Brynn racing to the basket, goes up. Ball was partially blocked, but Brynn, strong with the basketball, put it up off the glass for two. Quickly back the other way, Daniels passes it back out to Middleton. Middleton gives it on the wing, and the referee had me blocked. It was Thompson. Maggie Thompson knocks down a three-pointer. And it's 35-11, 24-point Mammoth Spring lead. Tay Davis with a nice play, pass over to Corbett, who missed the layup. And now the ball's loose, picked up by the Jasper Lady Pirates, and that's a double dribble. Thompson picked it up, switched hands, and then tried to keep dribbling. 6:33 left to play in this first half. A half that's been all Mammoth Spring so far. 35-11. With the basketball, Tay Davis still bring it across half court. Daniels on Hirsch, gives it to Young. Young right side to Washam. Washam behind the three-point line to Tyson. Tyson gives it in the corner to Young. She's going to fire for three, and it's good. Laney Young, second three-pointer. Laney now with 10 points in the ball game. She had 7 in that first quarter. The Lady Bears already with 2 players in double-figure scoring. Pass across the floor. Jasper with it. Daniels going to fire the three. It's on the way. No good. Thompson with a long rebound. He'll try to go baseline back into the lane. Don't want to go into there. Throws it back over to Young. Young to Siebert. She goes to the basket. Back out to Daniels. Daniels had to pick up the low pass. So she was open but didn't have time to shoot it. Shot on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Picked up by the Lady Pirates. Siebert to the basket. Wild shot up. No good. Rebound by Davis. Tate up the floor to Washam. Washam to Young. Good pass. And Laney lays it up and in. Laney now with 12, 5 here in the quarter. It's a 40-11 ball game. Mammoth Spring leading Jasper. Thompson on the dribble. She goes inside to Siebert. Siebert nowhere to go against the taller Lady Bears. And a steal and then stolen back. Laney Young had a hand on it. Then a turnover by the young freshman for the Lady Pirates, Willie Young. Looks like Molly Corbett and Bethany Robbins going to come in. Laney Young and Adriana Corbett will get a breather. Mammoth Spring basketball. They'll inbound it. Tay Davis will take the inbound. She's double-teamed. Going to dribble out of it. She had Molly Corbett open, and Lady Bears turn it over. Daniels pass across to Young. Young goes up with it, puts it in, and draws the foul. Good shot there by Willa Young. Lady Bears leading by 27 right now, 40-13. At the line, Young to shoot the free throw. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Molly Corbett. Molly dribbles through traffic. Holds up. She'll get it out to Tyson. Javis hands off to Davis. Davis on the dribble. Tate looking to get free. Back out. Now gets the ball back in the lane. Tries to go up with it, does, and draws the foul. Tay Davis with a good strong move to the basket. Tay has 8 points. She has a chance to be the third Lady Bear in double figures here. If she can hit a couple of free throws. That foul was on Daniels, her first. Tay's first free throw is good. She's got 9 points now. She'll set for the second. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good, but the rebound inside, didn't see who it was, but Bethany Robbins, and then Brim Washington gets an easy two. Good offensive rebound by the sophomore Robbins. back the other way. The Lady Bears defense knocks it out of bounds. So it'll be Jasper basketball. Down to 4:15 to play in the first half. Mammoth Spring leading by 30. Inbound play here for the Jasper Lady Pirates. You're going to bring it into Middleton. She'll put the shot up no good. Tyson with the rebound. Tyson pass up the floor to Washam. Washam going to fire for three. It's on the way. In and out, no good. Molly Corbett over the nice rebound. Molly holding the ball in the corner, needs help. She'll bring it back out. Now gets it back on the cut. She's going to go to the basket. They called her for the travel. They had the right idea. Just move the pivot foot. I don't know. And I agree with the coach here. I thought that was a pretty good move by Molly Corbett, but she got called for the travel. Adriana Corbett will check in. Brent Washer will get a breather. 3:55 left in this first half. Quickly across half court. Daniels with it, guarded by Molly Corbett. Molly all over. They'll swing it around the outside. Good defense again by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Jaylee Tyson trapping the ball in the corner. Siebert with it. They swing it back out to Middleton. Middleton on the dribble with Robbins on her. Gives it to Daniels. She'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound by Corbett. That's Adriana Corbett up the floor to Molly. She'll shoot the layup off the backboard a little too hard. And the rebound pulled down by the Lady Pirates. Quickly back the other way. Lady Pirates with the basketball. Thompson out front. Swings it around to Daniels. Back to Thompson. Thompson gives it on the wing. Number 24, Young. Lost the ball on the floor. And we're going to have a jump ball that will belong, I believe, to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And it does. 43-13, 3:03 left to play in this first half of play. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears offensively have really been putting up some numbers. Molly Corbett trying to get to that ball, just couldn't quite hang on to it. So another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. It'll belong to Jasper. They'll bring it up the floor. Under 3 minutes now left in the half. A steal by Molly Corbett. Good steal there, Molly. To the basket, gives it off to Robin. She couldn't get it to go. Rebound inside by Tay Davis. Off to Adriana, now to Molly. Molly Corbett on the dribble. Gives it to Davis on the wing. She goes down the lane, puts it up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Saved back in. Jasper with the basketball. It's knocked loose, and we're going to have a foul call. Robbins and Tyson both there, and I believe they're going to call Bethany for that one. Bethany Robbins called for her first. Lady Pirates again to inbound here, trailing by 30. Young takes the ball at half court, passes on the wing to Daniels. Daniels across inside. They come back out. Young with it. Young back into the corner. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound by Molly Corbett. Molly off to Tyson. Now they'll give it to Davis. Right back to Molly Corbett. Molly on the drive. And we got to stop and play something out on the floor. So the referee blew the whistle. Don't want to step on something and get hurt. Tay Davis will get a breather. Molly Corbett will get a breather. As Laney Young and Brent Washam check back in. The Lady Bears will inbound. Tyson will bring it in to Corbett. Adriana across to Laney Young. Right back to Adriana. They play catch with it out front. Now to Robbins, to Tyson. Back over to Washam. She's going to go to the basket, and she's going to draw a foul. Good strong move to the basket there. Bryn Washam. Bryn will go to the free throw line. Trying to build on this 30-point lead with a minute 50 to play. That was the third foul on Thompson. Washam knocks in the first. She's two out of three from the line today. She'll set for the second. Washam's second on the way is good. Make it three out of four. 45-13, a minute 48 left to play first half. Mammoth Spring with a lead. Jasper with a basketball. Young inside to Siebert. Her shot is maybe partially blocked. Rebound pulled down by Jaylee Tyson. Jaylee needs help. Looking for someone. Gives it off to Corbett. And Coach Small called the timeout as Tyson was trapped on the sideline. So we'll take a break. We'll come back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ah, listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
And again, welcome back to North Arkansas College here in Harrison, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears in the first round of the 1A state tournament, and they are leading big. Got a 32-point lead, 45-13. Adriana Corbett up to Tyson. Tyson, her pass over to Young. She's going to fire for three. It's good. Lainey Young's third three-pointer of this ball game. And Lainey now with 8 points here in the second quarter, had seven in the first. She's got 15 to lead the Lady Bears. And she slaps it away from behind, picked up by Tyson. Jaylee pushing the ball up the floor, gets it to Young. High post to Adriana Corbett. Outside, three-pointer by Robbins is good. Bethany knocks it in. The sophomore with her first three. The Lady Bears break the 50 mark here in the first half. 51-13 with the basketball. Young gives it on the wing to Daniels, out to Thompson. They swing it around. Back out to Young. Young inside to Siebert. Siebert to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Tough shot there by Tiana Siebert. She's got 4 points. Quickly back the other way. Young with it. Nice pass underneath to a wide open Bryn Washam. Washam with 8 points in the quarter now. She's got 17 in this first half. With the basketball, Thompson into the corner. All the way to the basket, reverse layup high off the glass, no good. Rebound by Jaylee Tyson. Jaylee pushing the ball up the floor, gets it to Washam. She's going to be fouled. That's just the fourth foul on the Lady Pirates. So the Lady Pirates, Lady Bears will inbound. Lady Bears will inbound the basketball on the sideline. Lainey Young, set to trigger the ball in. 6 seconds left to play in this first half. They'll give it to Washam in the corner. Washam to Corbett. She puts it up. No good. So at the half, your score, 53-15. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a big lead. We'll take a break. We'll come back with first half stats here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send four teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments and museums, visit with senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at naeci.com. That's naeci.com. Be sure to apply by March 15th.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again to North Arkansas College here in Harrison, Arkansas. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a big halftime lead, 53-15 over the Jasper Lady Pirates. They jumped on the Lady Pirates early and ran out to a big lead. They led 31-8 at the end of one quarter, and again lead at 53-15 here at the half. As we check the scoring in the ball game, Jasper led by Lainey Daniels. She had 6 points on a pair of three-pointers in that first quarter. 4 points for Tiana Siebert, 3 for Maggie Thompson, and 2 for Willa Young for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Three players already in double figures, led by Bryn Washam. Bryn with 18 first-half points, 15 for Lainey Young, 11 for Tay Davis, 4 apiece for Adriana Corbett and Molly Corbett, and 3 points for Bethany Robbins. Again, Lady Bears defensively have put the clamps on the Jasper Lady Pirates, and they've created turnover after turnover, easy layups, easy shots, and you give the Lady Bears those shots and they start seeing them fall. Boy, it can snowball quickly with this team. They can put some points on the board in a hurry. So Mammoth Spring with the lead. Again, the winner of this one will meet the winner of the Taylor-Guy Perkins game. And the Lady Bears looking really good, like they'll be back here tomorrow. And we'll be back here for that game here on K-Country 95. Of course, Lady Bears trying to make their way back into that state championship game for the third straight year. You know, won it last year, beat the Norfolk Lady Panthers. The year before, Norfolk defeated the Lady Bears. So would like to see the two teams make it back there. Norfolk already won their first-round matchup. They won big on Tuesday here at North Arkansas College. Lady Bears are back out of the locker room. I want to again remind you the Arkansas Activities Association, which is sponsoring this state basketball tournament game, is a voluntary nonprofit educational association of some 500 junior and senior public and private high schools of Arkansas. The regulations which guide these events are adopted by the schools themselves and determine the type of program they believe to be most desirable for high school youth. We'll take another break. More from North Arkansas College coming up here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. The most important thing at our dealership is taking the very best care of our customers. We strive for a completely satisfied experience every time you come see us. Stop by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
And again, welcome back to North Arkansas College here at Harrison, Arkansas. Lady Bears continue to warm up here in front of us. They'll be right here in front of us for the second half. Again, want to say thank you to our Lady Bear boosters. They include Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Towing and Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Dr. Scott Rehm at Rehm Optometry in Thayer, Kenny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Alton Bank and their branch Bank of Birch Tree, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer. Those are your boosters this season for Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball. What a fun season it has been. Lady Bears, and they are, 36-5 on the season, looking for that 37th win here today in the first round of the 1A state tournament. Jasper now has made their way back out onto the floor. We are just about ready for a second half of play. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your second half of basketball in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
And we are back here at North Arkansas College. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears at the half leading the Jasper Lady Pirates 53-15. Coaches will go over some final instructions here. They'll run the final minute off the clock. Coach Scott Small talking to his team, probably saying just do what you did in the first half. And things will be fine. They lead it big. They have a, if my math is right, 38-point lead. I believe that's right. 38-point lead over the Jasper Lady Pirates. Lady Bears go back to their starters here to start the second half. And we'll probably see a lot of the Lady Bears play in the second half with this big lead. Of course, Mammoth Spring will be getting ready to take on the winner of that Taylor-Guy Perkins game in the next round of the state tournament. Jasper will have the ball to start the second half. Inbound from Siebert. Siebert's going to bring it in to Young. Lady Bears back in that zone. Swinging on the wing now. Daniels across the floor to Thompson. Back out to Young. Young on the dribble. Gives it to Daniels. Daniels goes through the lane. The ball's loose. Picks it up. Puts the shot up and in. Good shot by Lenny Daniels. She's got 8 points now on the Lady Bears. Looking at full court pressure. Having some problems getting it in. They'll do now. Wash them up the floor to Corbett. Molly on the dribble going to the basket, and she's going to be fouled. Good job breaking the press there. Washam found Corbett, and Molly will shoot free throw. That foul on number 24, Willow Young, her second. At the line, Molly Corbett. She put the first one up and in. Molly's fifth point of the ball game. She'll set for the second free throw. It's on the way, and it is good. Corbett with 6 points. And the Lady Bears will set up the defense. Inside they go to Siebert. Siebert puts it off the glass for an easy two. Easy layup for the Lady Pirates. Quickly back the other way. Young with it, looking inside. Brings it back out to Washam. Washam down the lane. Puts the shot up on the run and in. Bren now with 20 points. And the lead is 57-19. Daniels drives in the lane. Puts a tough shot up. No good. Molly Corbett with a rebound. She turns, pushes it up the floor to Washam. Washam Back out to Davis. Tay down the lane. Beautiful pass to Molly Corbett for an easy two. And Jasper wants a timeout. 59-19 now. 40-point lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And again, welcome back here to North Arkansas College in Harrison, Arkansas. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a 40-point lead, 59-19 over the Jasper Lady Pirates. It will be Jasper basketball here out of the timeout. Coach Small still talking to his team here in the huddle. They'll head back out on the floor now and set up their defense against the Lady Pirates. Jasper will inbound and bring it up the floor. Young with it. Willa Young, her pass almost stolen. They get it over in the corner. Daniels for three. It's good. Laney Daniels in double figures now with 11. Quickly back up the floor. Molly Corbett over to Adriana. Adriana back out to Young. Laney with the basketball. Gives it to Davis. Tay on the wing. Gets it right back on the cut to the basket. Puts it up and in. Good give and go there. And I had Tay for 11 in the first half. The score table over here said 9. So now she's got 11 with the basketball. Willow Young to Laney Daniels. Back out to Young. Young gives it off to number 20. That is, the shot was no good by number 20, Middleton. They go inside. The shot up by Siebert is good. Tough shot by Tiana Siebert. She's got 8 points. Lady Pirates starting to score some points during the third quarter, but they're behind so big right now. It don't really matter. Davis missed the layup, and she split the double team. Now the Lady Bears with a double team. Steal. Laney Young gives it off to Davis. Right back to Young for an easy two. Nice, unselfish play there by Tay Davis. 17 now for Laney Young. Daniels with it. She'll bring it back out. Gives it to Middleton. Middleton around to Thompson. Thompson looking inside. Picks up her dribble. She needs help. And it's stolen by Laney Young. Up the floor. Washam. Washam back to Corbett. Threw it a little behind her. And the Lady Bears turn it over. Jasper heads the other way. Lady Pirates. Willa Young. She passes off to Middleton. The ball's knocked loose. Picked up by Daniels. She'll fire for three, gets her own rebound, and then going to draw a foul on Tay Davis. Jaylee Tyson going to check in here at this stop and play. Tay Davis just picked up her third foul. But the Lady Bears lead by 39. Free throws no good for Daniels. Laney Daniels missed the free throw. She'll get one more. Davis will come out to a round of applause from the Bear fans across the way. Second shot by Daniels is good. Number 25 coming in. That is Shrum. Camber Shrum. Lady Bears again looking at full court pressure. They'll try to break the pressure here without their point guard Davis in there. Gives it off to Adriana Corbett. Adriana had it knocked away, but right to Tyson. Up to Young. Laney in the corner to Molly Corbett. Molly turns. She'll come back out to Washam. Washam picks up her dribble to Tyson. Inside to Corbett. The ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by the Lady Bears. Now stolen by the Lady Pirates. Jasper with the basketball. They head the other way. Middleton. Middleton up the floor to Young. She lost it. And the ball's bouncing around all over the place. And finally, Willow Young will pick it up. Back up the floor. Almost a turnover there. Into the lane and then kicked out of bounds by number 22, Siebert. Lady Bears will get the ball back. 3:50 left to play third quarter. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Jaylee Tyson will cross half court on the dribble. be picked up there. She'll swing it in the corner to Corbett Molly, across to Adriana, down to Young for three. That's off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Molly Corbett. Back out to Young, inside to Molly. Molly will put it up and in. Molly Corbett working hard. She's in double figures now with 10. She scored 6 here in the quarter. The fourth Lady Bear in double figures. Willa Young. Shot on the way by Thompson is no good. Long rebound by Willow Young for the Jasper Lady Pirates. To Siebert. Back to Young. They swing it around the outside. Middleton with it. Middleton drives in, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Rebound, Adriana Corbett. Adriana looks up the floor. She'll give it to Laney Young. Laney under to Corbett. Molly's pass almost it hit the net and then knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Mammoth Spring. Bethany Robbins will check in, and Laney Young will get a breather. Laney has 17 points in the game. It's a 40-point game again, 65-25. Middleton has it out front. She's looking at a double team from Molly Corbett and Brim Washer. Not what she wants to see. Goes underneath and turns it over. Oh, they said one of the Lady Bears touched it. Mammoth Spring touched the basketball. Even the Jasper Lady Pirates were headed the other way. They thought it was thrown out of bounds. They didn't know Mammoth Spring touched it. One of the Lady Bears must have got a fingertip on it because it's going back to Jasper. Inside, Siebert puts it up and in. She's in double figures now with 10. Back to a 38-point lead. Into the corner. Corbett out to Washam. Pass inside to Adriana. Back to Bethany Robbins for three. That's on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Pirates. Back up the other way. Young with it, goes to the basket. No good. Rebound by Tyson. Tyson looking for help. She'll find Molly Corbett. Molly will cross half court on the dribble. Gets it in the corner. Washam for three. It's on the way. No good. Adriana Corbett with a rebound. Back out to Molly Corbett. Took Robbins out to Tyson for three. Jaylee Tyson with her first three. And the Lady Bears lead is now 41. 68-27. Middleton for three on the other end. That's off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound controlled by Washam. Washam up the floor to Tyson. Tyson on the dribble out front. Gives it in the corner to Molly Corbett. Molly goes baseline. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound fall for her. Two Lady Bears had their hands on it. And they're going to say it will be Jasper basketball. Jasper making big-time substitutions now. They bring Daniels in along with Emmy Dennison. Trying to see who else comes in here. Looks like Charlie Breedlove. And didn't see who the other player was. They brought four players in. There she is, number 21. And that is Stokes, Ray Stokes, with a basketball. Number 34, Dennison, lost it out of bounds, but it was touched last by Mammoth Spring. So Emmy Dennison will trigger the ball in. 109 left to play third quarter. Almost a steal by Molly Corbett. She is everywhere. With the basketball, Dennison looking to come in. Dennison still looking. She's going to bring it in. And it's stolen by Corbett. Off to Washam. Washam had it knocked away out of bounds. Touched last by Brim Washam. So it goes back to the Lady Pirates. Mammoth Spring will go back and set up the defense here. Down to 1:03 to play in this third quarter. We'll have a quick fourth quarter. Zach Fox will run continuously. Shot on the way, three-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebound. Daniels has it. Her shot is rejected by Bethany Robbins. Nice defense there by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Inbound play now for the Jasper Lady Pirates here. Down to 51 seconds to play in the quarter. They'll bring it in. Three-pointer is on the way. It's no good. Partially blocked. Taken by Robin. Up the floor to Adriana Corbett. Adriana out to Tyson. Tyson to Molly Corbett. Molly for three. And she was hit on the three-pointer. And it went in. Molly now with 9 points here in the third quarter. A chance at a four-point play. Laney Young and Allie Reisner are going to check in. They go to the scorer's table. They'll come in for, let's see, Brim Washam and for Adriana Corbett. Lady Bears still with two of their starters out there, Young and Corbett, Molly Corbett. Molly trying to complete a four-point play. And the ball's no good. Rebound by Robbins, but they said she'd come over the back. Well, Bethany thought had an offensive rebound there. Missed free throw there by Molly Corbett. Her first miss from the line. 71-27 now, Mammoth Spring with the lead. 30 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Almost a turnover. And the ball is going to be stolen. Now stolen back by Daniel. Laney Daniels picks it up and almost threw it in the backcourt. And we're going to have a timeout called by Coach Grice for the Jasper Lady Pirates. 18.5 left in the quarter. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ah, listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
And welcome back again to North Arkansas College in Harrison, Arkansas. Lady Bears with a big lead here with just 18 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Lady Bears looking to move on. They'll play Taylor tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Of course, we'll be here for that game on K-Country 95. And I think we can pretty well safely say that they will be coming back tomorrow to play Taylor, leading by 44 points. 71-27 with a basketball. Number 25 out front, that is Shrum. Shrum gets it in the corner, now gets it right back. Lady Bears on defense. Almost a steal there by Reisner. Daniel's going to put up the jumper, no good. And that's the end of the quarter. Your score, 71-27. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a lead. We'll come back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses to transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it really easy. Best of all, at Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And welcome back again to North Arkansas College here at Harrison, Arkansas. As we get ready to start our fourth quarter, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading by 44 points. Again, the winner advances to play Taylor 7 o'clock tomorrow night in the Elite Eight of the State 1A Tournament. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Corbett gives it to Reisner, back to Tyson. Tyson to Reisner on the cut. To Corbett down low. Adriana kicks it out. Robbins for three. That's off the rim. No good. Long rebound. Chased down by Robbins. She'll give it to Tyson underneath to Corbett. Corbett to Reisner. She'll put it up and in. Good ball movement there by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And Allie Reisner with her first two of the game. Quickly back the other way. Lady Pirates with the basketball. They're going to turn it over into the backcourt. Well, they saved it. Good save. Ball's loose on the floor. Diving after it. Allie Reisner with great hustle there, diving on the floor to get to that loose ball. Jump ball will belong to the Lady Pirates. So Jasper will inbound, number 21. Stokes brings it in to Daniels. Daniels gives it on the wing to Shrump. They swing it across the floor, high arching pass, but somehow it got there. Shrump with it. She spins. Kicks it back out to Daniels. Daniels looking for help. The ball is stolen by Reisner. Up the floor to Tyson. Tyson up and in. Jaylee Tyson with her second field goal. She's got five. And the Lady Bears starting to pour it on now. Leading big here. We got more subs set to check in for Mammoth Spring. It looks like Kylie Williams, Krista Crawford, and Lauren Parker all in the ball game. Bethany Robbins, Molly Corbett, and Adriana Corbett probably done for the night. It is a 48-point Mammoth Spring lead. Middleton in as Daniels comes out for the Jasper Lady Pirates. 6:07 left to play. Middleton with the basketball, gives it on the wing, gets it right back. She's going to fire the three-pointer up. No good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Crawford. Gives it to Tyson. Tyson up the floor to Parker. Parker back out. They swing it around to Williams. To Reisner. Reisner's pass is tipped and stolen by the Lady Pirates. Young with it. Willow Young, her pass almost stolen by Tyson. Back out to Shrum. Shrum goes baseline. Lost the ball, kicked it out. They swing it around. Young for three. It's on the way, no good. Long rebound is going to be tipped out to the Lady Pirates. Underneath, the ball too high, out of bounds. Mammoth Spring basketball. Bethany Robbins back in, and Jaylee Tyson will get a breather. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the lead, 75-27, and the basketball. Lauren Parker gives it to Robbins. Down to Reisner, inside, back out. Parker for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound inside. Couldn't see who got it and put it back, I believe. It was Krista Crawford. It was Krista with her first two of the ball game. So good offensive rebound and put back there by her. Inside, shot up and in, number 25, Shrum. That is Camber Shrum with the first two of the fourth quarter for the Lady Pirates. 48-point lead. Crawford has it on the wing. High pass. They go inside. The ball is stolen by the Lady Pirates. Lady Pirates to the basket. Put it up, put it in, and draw the foul. Middleton is going to get the two. And a lot of the clock's going to run out here while she sets to shoot the free throw. That foul on number 12, Bethany Robbins, her second. Shot on the way is good by Middleton. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Lauren Parker up the floor. Her pass stolen by Shrum. Shrum going to the basket. She'll put it up, put it in. Shrum's second field goal here in the fourth quarter. And the lead's down to 77-32. Mammoth Spring still in control. Kylie Williams going underneath steal by Shrum. Shrum with a couple of steals here in the last minute. She goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Shrum with 6 points in the quarter. Makes it 77-34. Lauren Parker with the basketball. She's going to hold it outside, gives it to Williams. Inside to Reisner. It's tipped and taken by the Jasper Lady Pirates. We're down to 3:18 to play. Shrum with it, goes to the basket. She'll put it up, put it in. Shrum with 8 straight points here for the Jasper Lady Pirates to cut it to 77-36. Lady Bears still very much in control. Bethany Robbins drives to the basket, and we're going to have a travel call. So another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with 2:50 left to play. Again, Mammoth Spring will move on. We'll play Taylor tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, here in the Elite Eight of the state tournament. Missed shot, rebound by Parker, and then thrown away, picked up by the Lady Pirates. Lady Pirates, Dennison, gets the ball up the floor to Breedlove. Breedlove, her pass is going to go out of bounds. So Mammoth Spring will get it right back. We're just winding off the last couple of minutes here of this fourth quarter. All that's in doubt right now is what the final score is going to be. Lauren Parker with the basketball gives it over to Robbins across the floor. Inside, Robbins with it. She'll put it up and in. Bethany with another basket. Bethany now with 5 points in the ball game. To the basket, the Lady Pirates. Shot from outside, no good. He goes out of bounds. Clock continues to run down to a minute 40. Mammoth Spring basketball. Krista Crawford will bring it in to Lauren Parker. Lauren will walk the ball up the floor. Parker with it. Gives it off to Crawford. Crawford around to Robbins. Robbins to the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Back up again. Rebound again. Back up. No good. Rebound by Crawford inside. She's tied up. Jump ball. And the jump ball will belong to, I believe, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. A minute 15 to play. Inbound play. Crawford with it. Crawford driving to the basket. She's going to pull up for the jumper. That's no good. Rebound by the Jasper Lady Pirates. Quickly back the other way. Lady Pirates. Middleton will fire for three. That's on the way. No good. Rebound inside. Shot back up and a foul call. And most of the time is going to run off the clock here while the young lady shoots free throws. 21. Stokes will shoot a couple. Down to 40 seconds to play. Her first free throw is on the way off the rim. No good. Down to 30 seconds now as Stokes gets the ball back. She'll shoot the second free throw. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound fall for her. And saved back in on the baseline by Allie Reisner, but it belongs to the Lady Pirates. Jasper will inbound. 16 seconds left to play. The clock continuing to run. They'll throw the ball in, gets it into Middleton. Middleton backs it back out. 8 seconds to Shrum. Shrum, baseline, kicks it out. They swing it around. Three-pointer on the way is no good, and that's going to do it. 79-36, your final score. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears win in the first round of the 1A tournament. They'll advance to take on Taylor tomorrow night, 7 o'clock here on K-Country 95.